Welcome to Prepare Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips, your host today. This is the Radio Classroom series that where I can share with you some of my passion for preparedness to help people create really a culture of preparedness in the change of a failing world, in a change of a failing world. Well, really, a changing world is what I want to say. I like to keep things very, very positive as we talk about these things. We face tough things. Things happen in our lives individually, to families, to groups of people, nationally, locally, and you have to be upbeat as you look at these things. I don't mean flippant, but I mean you look at them and you have an attitude that says, you know, I can do this because I've been preparing myself and my family and helping people around me. I'm willing to go forward. This classroom series that we're in right now, this is class number 7 in this radio series. And I would encourage you to go back and listen to the previous programs. The folks at RBN have been archiving these so you can go back and listen to them and catch up on things, because I'm building on things that we've talked about before. If you have any questions, you can send them to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. And that will help you get any questions answered that we need to answer for you. Also, if you don't have access to the Internet, you can contact me through the voicemail. This is a toll-free voicemail, which is 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, and get set. Now, as we go forward, as I mentioned, one of the challenges is keeping this very positive and very upbeat without getting flippant. I like to get everybody on the same page. This is a serious topic as we talk about these things. I'm going to go through a quick review of some things from previous classes, but I keep speeding this up because you can go back and listen to these things. Here is my truth about life. There is no doubt that tomorrow will come, and there's no dispute that things happen. But how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, then no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. Remember the first law of survival, which is luck? But we create luck. Luck stands for laboring under correct knowledge. Laboring under correct knowledge. That's how you create luck. That's how, when somebody comes to you and say, boy, you were sure lucky you survived that disaster. It's like, yeah, all right. I worked for years to prepare myself and my family so I could get through. Second law of survival, and this is the one that you must learn and practice CPR, and you have to do it now, because CPR in this case stands for courage, patience, and resourcefulness. The principle is sometimes people say, just tell me all the stuff I need to buy and I'm going to go buy it. You know, I don't teach me about stuff. I just got to go buy it and I'll be all right. Well, if I just tell you what to buy, when things get really tough, you'll probably just give up and die. Law of freedom, what's the definition of fear? It's ignorance. What's the description of freedom? It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. It is impossible to fear anything for which you have true and complete knowledge. Of course, the Scripture says it the most eloquently in John 8:32, and the truth shall make you free. Remember, I talk about these parachutes. You can go back, and I think it's in program number 2, and it's all about parachutes. And you should review that one, but here very quickly, what's the parachute principle? Well, if your parachute's going to save your life, you have to have it before you really need it. You have to have it on when you need it. You have to know how to use it. You have to actually use it, and it must be of life-saving quality. And that's what we talk about here on this program, is helping you build both the parachutes and the long-term provisions. The law of provident living, there are 4 parts to it. There's an order of priority. The basis for everything, top of the list in this priority, is spiritual. You must take care of your spiritual life first, or the rest of this does not matter. You do that first and foremost above everything else. Right after this break, I'll give you the rest of these, and then we'll get into our program today on a new topic. Talk to you in just a few minutes.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. Just before the break, we were talking about this review of some of these topics, these key points, and the law of provident living is one of those. The order of priority of these four items is number one, spiritual. I think most of you know that. That has to be the basis, or the rest of this doesn't matter. But number two on this list makes all the difference between whether you live or die, and that's attitude. You lose your attitude, you lose your life. How do you change attitude? How do you have an attitude that says, I can make it? That's all about knowledge. Knowledge is information multiplied by experience. In this program, I give you information, but I can't give you the experience. The only thing I can do is hope and pray and motivate you, inspire you to go get experience with the things we're talking about so you'll have the knowledge that says, I know how that works. I can do this. And then number four on the list is stuff, the material things that you need to have. The law of provident living, when we look down through these things, everybody wants to talk about the stuff and the material things, and I do too. We're material creatures, and we want to have material things around us to take care of us. The order of priority with stuff at the bottom, people say, well, how does that break down? It breaks down into two parts. Part one is the survival or preparedness parachutes, and number two are the permanent or long-term provisions. Here's the parachutes. Number one, clothing. Number two, water. Number three, sanitation. Number four, special needs, go back and review the previous program, program number 2, which is on the parachutes, so you can get some depth on those. Here's the long-term provisions. Starts out the same way, clothing, water, sanitation. Number 4 is nutrition. Number 5 is shelter. Number 6 is wellness. Number 7 is tools. And number 8 is supplies. Now, today's program, since we're kind of going through the classes that I do in order, today's program is the second parachute, which is water. That's what we'll be talking about, is the critical need of water, and what do you do about it? All right? One thing I always like to emphasize to people is this idea. We did it in the clothing all the time. We talk about these things you can do in winter and how you can live safely and comfortably. No fire, no shelter, below zero. If you do what I do, you can do what I do. The same idea here about preparing to deal with emergencies and about water. If you'll do the things that I do, then you can do the things that I do. One of the things I like to do is I like stay alive and not suffer and be miserable. All right? The need for water. There's two things about water you have to understand. You can talk about the quality and the quantity of the water. The quantity of water, let's just say in a very general sense, the amount of water that you need to have on hand for your very basic living essentials. This is for consumption. This is not for washing. This is not for doing the floor or anything like that. This is just for consumption. You must have on hand 1 gallon per person per day. That's the minimum. 1 gallon per person per day. Now, I know in some situations or with small people or children, maybe you don't use as much. But in other situations, you may need 2 gallons of water a day for consumption, depending on the conditions that you're in. So you just have in your mind you must have a minimum of 1 gallon per person per day all the time. That will help get you through. But the other one is about the quality of the water. This is extremely important that you understand the quality, and that you must have quality water, meaning that it must be what we call potable. It must be drinkable. It must not make you sick. Do you know what the leading cause of death on planet Earth is right now, what more people die from than anything else? It is dysentery, which is uncontrolled diarrhea, where your body is just, it's got these critters in you, and you've become ill, and your body is flushing, trying to flush these things out. It's flushing nutrients, and it's flushing water. You become dehydrated. It's the side effects of the dehydration from the diarrhea that's the problem. We'll talk more about that in the wellness section, but right here, that's about contaminated water. Most, if not all, of the dysentery or diarrhea is passed around or carried because of contaminated water. Contaminated water that gets on surfaces, that gets on foods that you wash your hands in and put in your mouth or whatever it is. That's how you end up with the amoebic dysenteries and the salmonellas and all these kinds of things. In most cases, it's passed with contaminated water. Besides, the pathogens don't live, they don't flourish, they're not in the vegetative state unless they're wet and in the water. So when we talk about water, you've got to have enough of it, and you have to have a quality water. Now, there's two ways of looking at water, expedient water, and then you have your long-term water. What do we mean by expedient? Well, expedient simply means that I can grab it and use it. I have sitting here on my desk, I have a bottle of water, I can take off the tap, the top of it, and simply drink the water. I don't have to do anything but consume it. That's expedient. You want to have expedient water on hand as you go into some kind of an incident so that you don't have to worry about where you're going to get your water from in the beginning. So expedient water is water that's purified, that's ready to go. Somehow it's stored in a container so that you can simply use it. You don't have to filter it or put a chemical in it or boil it or anything else. You just use it. That's expedient water. So when I talk about having stored water to begin with, that's what we mean by expedient water. You must have 1 gallon per person per day as an absolute bare bones minimum. Now, if you want to wash something, you need more water. Well, how do you come up with this expedient water? Well, you can buy water. It's prepackaged, and sometimes it's these little, like the juice cartons or pouches. That stores very well, or you can buy bottled water. Your spring waters and those types of things. You can buy water by the case, but you know it's kind of pricey when you buy it that way. It's fairly expensive. You probably want to look at putting it aside yourself. If money's no object, then just go out there and buy the cases of water, put them away, that's fine. You don't have to do anything, and then focus on doing the other things. But I think for most of us, like myself, the economics are an issue, so I'm going to store water. That means you need a container. Let's talk about containers for a few minutes and the kinds of containers. You can go from very small containers to some large ones like 55-gallon drums. If you're going to use a 55-gallon drum, be sure that it is food grade. You can buy them new that are food grade. They may be either blue, sometimes they'll be white. You can also get drums that have been recycled. Now, be careful what the source is on these things. You want to get one from a food processing plant. Well, they call it food anyway. Some of it's questionable. The soda pop industry is one that brings in their syrups in containers that you can reuse. You have people that have concentrated fruit juices and things like that. I have some that had soda pop syrups in them. I have some that had apple juice concentrate in them. I have some that had some seaweed concentrate. These are all food grade, all potable things, so that the water is not going to be contaminated with something that would be harmful. I also have a bunch of barrels that had other things in them. One of them, they had auto polish in. Now, we're not going to put drinking water in the auto polish containers. I'm going to store water that I can use for other things. I've cleaned them out fairly well. I think they're okay, but I'm going to store water in them or other fluids that I'm going to use for something else that is not for consumption. Be sure that if you're getting a used barrel that you know the source that it came from. Go right to the source that was using it rather than it was passed on to some farmer that put pesticides in it for a while, even though it says, you know, Dr. Pepper on the side. He stored parathion in it for a while, and then he passes it on to you. I'm sure you can smell the parathion, but anyway, just be careful is all that I'm saying. Now, these containers, these recycled ones or these reusable ones you can get, they'll come in a variety of sizes, 55-gallon drums, 30-gallon, 15, 16-gallon carboys, down to a one-cubic foot cardboard boxes that have a bladder in them. So where do you find them if you're needing to get these things inexpensively? I've already given you the hint. If you have food processing around you, and most communities or areas of any size, you've got the soda pop industry there, and you can get some from them. Now, when you get these things, they're going to have some taste and flavor to them. By the way, root beer is the worst one to get out. The easiest ones to clean up are the ones that have the lemon-lime kinds of things. Those don't seem to have as much flavor left behind. One of the things you do besides, you know, rinsing them, you put some soap in them, you take them to the car wash and blast them out. Be sure you're getting up underneath the lid, which means you've got to put the plugs in them and turn them upside down and let them soak, because there may have been things up underneath, particularly if the bungs were out of them. That's a little screw-in plug. If that's been left out and it's been allowed to dry, it's very difficult to get these things out. You'd like to be sure that what's in there was still liquid. One of the things you can do to reduce the flavor that may be left behind if there's a little bit, I've used baking soda. Does a good job. You can also try things like vinegar and ammonia, but be sure that you don't have any taste left of those chemicals you put in there. Baking soda is one of the nicest ones to clean things up. One of the places you can get free containers from, these carboys and drums, they may not be free because they have some value left to them. They'll sell them. They may run from, you know, $5 to $15 or $20, but there's a bunch of free ones that are available, free containers out there. Get friendly with the managers of the C-stores, the convenience stores, the gas stations. Have you ever seen one of those that did not have a soda fountain in it? It's rare. They have a place where you can go in there and fill up your, you know, 42-ounce or 62-ounce thing. By the way, in my temperance lecture, that's one of the most important things to help your health is totally, completely, absolutely eliminate soda pop. But we'll talk about that in the nutrition section later on. But you've got these fountain drinks that are in there. If you look in the back room, there's hoses that plug into a little box that has a bladder inside of it, and it's got a little valve on it. They throw those things out. When they're done with them, when they've sucked all the syrup out of them they can, these things end up in the dumpster. Get friendly with these folks and ask them, would you save them, and I'll come by, and they'll tell you kind of what the schedule is. You come by and you clean them out so you don't fill up their dumpster. They'll be thrilled to get rid of them. Now, you still have a cleanup and a sanitation issue. You've got to clean these things very well. One of the other challenges you had as I picked up some of these boxes, they have a valve in them that makes it difficult to fill and to get your water out of them. We've got to remove that valve. I'll tell you how to do that, and I'm going to tell you how to sanitize and clean these, because these are free. They're usually about 1 cubic foot, which means they hold a couple of gallons, and that's a lot of water, and it's a strong cardboard box. tell you about valve and sanitation after the break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, on this beautiful day. It's starting to look like a winter day out there in our part of the country, and winter's a wonderful time of the year. It has many great advantages. Of course, you might want to go back and listen to previous programs to learn why I talk about goofy things like that. Love the winter. Love living outside at below zero when you're prepared to do that. Well, in this series of classes, we are going through all of the provisions and the parachutes, and we're on number two of the parachutes, which is water. We're talking about how do you store water in some of these containers. I said that, you know, you go to the convenience stores or the places where they have the soda fountains, and you can get from these folks. Most of the times they'll be glad to help you get them and get them for free. That's this box that may have anywhere from 2 gallons to 5 gallons bladder that's inside of it, but it has this valve. Now, this is a plastic bladder that's inside, and it has a little valve so that when you take the cap off, the stuff doesn't just run out of it. Well, that's going to be a problem to get your water out of unless you have the hoses that they use. But here's the good news. Do this carefully, but if you'll get down inside with a pair of long-nose pliers, and you may need a a knife blade. I just use my pocket knife. You know, that's part of my clothing from previous classes because I wear it all the time. And there's some little bars in there, and that there's different designs, so they're all going to be slightly different. You just nip off those little bars and then get down in there with a pair of long-nose pliers. It's all soft, flexible plastic, and you can just twist and jerk that thing out of there, and now you can just pour water in that top, and it'll run out. The openings are about the size of a milk jug. They're about that diameter. That's the size you're working down into. Now then, of course, you want to clean it. You want to sanitize it. So we're going to rinse it out very well. Run a little bit of detergent or soap through it, dish soap through it. Rinse it very well so there's no bubbles, no taste. And then depending on the kind of soda pop that was in it, and by the way, I've given up on root beer. You can't hardly ever get rid of the taste. So I just throw those away, but I keep the others. Soak them with the baking soda. Put one of those boxes that has a couple of gallons. I'll put maybe 2 or 3 tablespoons of baking soda in it. Fill it up with water, and then let it soak. And, oh, by the way, one of the things you can do, those bladders are flexible. You don't have to leave it in the box so that you're getting the box wet. It has an opening on it where you can just kind of scrunch it down once you let the air out of it and just pull it out. So now you're just dealing with the bladder. And you can set the box aside until you're finished with it. You can also see some of these are fairly clear. Some of them are very milky. You can't see through them real well. Some of them are clear, but you want to be sure that you're not seeing any discoloration, any little dark syrup over in a corner or something like that if they've been allowed to dry, so that you can see that it both looks clean, it smells clean, and it tastes clean. Now, once you've got the flavors and those things out of them, it probably is really clean, but I like to sanitize any used container by running it through a nice chlorine wash. And here again, you can use, the liquid chlorine bleaches. Don't get the ones with fabric softener or other things in it. Just pure, simple, straight chlorine bleach. You can also get from the pool supply, you get one of these dry, it's a calcium hyperchlorite, that you can use, mix up a chlorine solutions, which is used for pools and hot tubs. And here again, you can use that as a sanitizing solution and then rinse it so the chlorine taste is gone from it and then fill it up with a pure sanitized water. And you're ready to go. You're done. Now, by the way, put that bladder back in the box before you fill it up with water because you won't have a chance of getting it back in there and poking it down through that little hole. But now you've got water, and these boxes are very strong. They're double and triple wall cardboard in most cases. You can stack these things like 5-6 feet high. They will withstand that. And you've got free water storage. Remember, 1 gallon per person per day. Oh, how many days would you want to have? Just a couple of days? Think about it. How many days do you want to have stored? Well, a year or two would be great, but most of us don't have place to do that. So what's the minimum? What's the minimum standard that I tell people to do? Typically, you've heard it said, well, you ought to have about a 2-week supply on hand, and that is a great place to start. But really, you need more than that. Double it. You want 30 days. So that means we're saying 30 gallons per person in your family, and the answer is yes, that's correct. Why double over what sometimes is recommended? Why 4 weeks instead of 2 weeks? If you study what goes on in emergencies and disasters, catastrophes, and when things are really serious and things are really stirred up, first off, it may last longer than 2 weeks, not the typical, 72 hours, 3-day kind of a thing. It may go for a couple of weeks. But let's say that the situation has happened, you have your 2-week supply of water, and you run out of water just about the time you've made the decision where you're going to live or die. You see, it takes about 2 weeks to get your attitude back. If you're in the middle of something really awful, your life is upside down, the world around you is turned upside down, we find that most people are kind of in a state of shock for about 2 weeks. They're kind of wandering around like ducks in a barnyard. People are actually trying to make the decision, do I want to do this or not? Do I want to live or die? And I'm just being bottom line blunt with you because that's what people go through when they've been just emotionally traumatized so severely. They're actually having to decide. So if you have a 4-week supply of water and you've gone through this trauma, we all will when it gets really serious, even people have been preparing, you're kind of just trying to get your feet back on the ground and your head screwed on straight, then at the end of the 2 weeks, you don't want to be out of water. You want to know that you have another 2 weeks of water while you're looking at the long-term solutions, which we'll be talking about in this class series also. So that's why 4 weeks of water per person, 1 gallon per day for 4 weeks for everybody in your household. See. to right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. This is Jim Phillips, your host this day. And if you want further information on some of the classes and things that I do, if you're looking for the DVDs, you can go to preparemyfamily.com. That's www.preparemyfamily.com. Please send me your questions, your suggestions, your ideas to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. You can leave a toll-free voice message at 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, and then get set. And leave your information there. It's also a place where if you don't have access to the Internet, if you'd like to buy the first of the DVDs in our series, all principle-based, everything we do is based on principles, and I'm giving it to you on the air right here. I'm actually going through the classes. You can't see what I'm talking about, so that's kind of nice to have DVDs, but I'm just plowing through this material. You can buy that first DVD online. It's $5.50 for that two-hour principle-based DVD. You can order that online or leave your information on the toll-free answering line, and we'll get it to you. Anyway, back to this thing about water and understanding what you must do to set water aside. You must have this expedient water, 55-gallon drums, 30-gallon carboys, 16-gallon carboys, the soda pop boxes with the bladders in them, clean them out, sanitize them, set water aside. 1 gallon per person per day for 30 days, a month's supply, is what you would want to have. Now, we're going to talk about long-term. What do you do next? If you've got the space and the time and you want to put in a six-month supply, please do. What are you going to do for month seven? If you want to put in a year supply, what are you going to do for year two? That's where you have to have other means of sanitizing your own water to make it potable. Let's talk about what you don't try to store water in. Besides the drums or containers that had chemicals in them or something that would not be good for you, the other thing that does not work well are the milk jugs. You know, the plastic milk jug with a handle on it. They may be kind of white or somewhat translucent. You'll also buy spring water and things like that in those same bottles. They are for short-term storage only. You do not want to use those. They break down after just a few months. And besides that, they're very gas permeable. If you take a milk jug or one of these distilled water bottles and you set that water aside, and let's say you put it on your basement floor, your garage floor, it's going to taste like mop water off the floor because there will be an exchange of flavors that will go through it. They're just not good, and after about 6 to 8 months, they begin to crack and come apart. They're meant to break down. So let's talk about something that's much more permanent than the milk jug bottles. Those would be they'll have on the bottom of them, if you look in the little recycle triangle, they're going to say PET or PETE on the bottom. These are kind of a polycarbonate bottle. These are the ones like most of your, you know, drinking water, the little bottles that come in. It's also what the soda pop comes in. It's what your cranberry juice and apple juice and those come in. So there's the hint. If you're buying those juices, then don't throw the bottle away. After you've used up the juice, save the bottle, clean the bottle, immediately rinse it out, sanitize it so that you can put water in it right away and just set it aside. It hasn't cost you anything to do that other than a little bit of time. Now, I like to use the ones that are clear versus the ones you have. Some of them, like prune juice, come in. They're a dark brown. You can't see what's in there. And as a matter of fact, these kind of the rectangular-shaped one that the cranberry juices or the apple juice come in versus the round ones, the rectangular ones, those are actually the most ideal canteen that's ever been made. If I was designing a canteen, I'd design it just like that. It has a wider mouth on it, so it's easy to pour into. It's clear, so that you can see what's in there. There's no corners in it. It's all kind of rounded inside, so things don't have a chance to get trapped in the corner. And they're very, very durable. They'll last a long time. They're very stable. Now, that's great for storing water, but it's lousy for the landfill. So I'd suggest don't send them to the landfill. Be putting water in them and start hiding them around the house. We'll talk about that in a moment. Where are you going to put this water? One of the things that you want to do as you're preparing those bottles to use them, be sure that, you know, they have a little ring on them. I have one of them right here, and it has this little ring when you twist the cap, and it snaps off, and it leaves a ring down there. Carefully cut that off. Use a pocket knife, or if you can pry them apart with away from the rings there, and then snip them with scissors, because that's a place where a little bit of juice could run down in, and it might stay there, and it'll mold, it'll spoil, and you might be contaminating your water when you're using the water. So cut those rings off of it. When you're sanitizing these bottles, be sure that you're going to scrub around the neck and around the rings, the grooves on the outside where the lid screws down, and be sure you do the lid. I've had some people clean up the bottle real well, and they forget about the lid, and it's got some sugar in it, and it grows mold, and they go like, it went bad. Well, if you clean it, it won't go bad. Now, a question people will ask all the time is, they say, how often do I have to rotate my water? Well, understand this, that the water does not decay, it doesn't rust, it doesn't do anything as long as it's pure, sanitized water. In other words, life does not spring out of distilled water or clean or sanitary water. if you're going to have something grow in the water, first off, you'll have to seed it. You have to inoculate it with the critter, with the bacteria, the fungus, the virus, whatever it is that you want in the water. You have to put it in there, or the parasite. Secondly, it has to have something to eat. It has to have the right environment. So there has to be food. There's something organic in there. Sugars, of course, being one of them, or any kind of carbohydrates that these bacteria critters could live on. So if you have water that has no sugars or carbohydrates in it, there won't be anything for bacteria or parasites to live on. And then they have to have an environment that's favorable to them. Well, usually warm, it would be a nice condition. But you see, if you don't have food and you don't put any critters in there, they won't grow. They won't live. If you put them in there, they'd die. If you put a bacteria in distilled water, it starves to death. It can't live through that. So you don't have to rotate your water as long as you know that you have a good, sound container that's going to last for, you know, a dozen years or plus. These polycarbonate bottles will do that. These PET bottles will. If you have water that has no food, no organics of any kind in it, there's nothing for them to eat, and then you don't put any bacteria, viruses, funguses, or something else in there, that water will store indefinitely. I have water that I've stored 15, 20 years. Open up the containers, it smells perfectly fine. There isn't anything in there. There's no algae growing or anything because I didn't put any in there, and I have pure water. Now, the water that I like to store in my containers, I'll actually run it through a filtration system. I prefer to run it through a filter, whether it's a countertop filter, a drip filter, or if it would be one that's attached to your plumbing and it pumps the water through it. Be sure that you have a good one. Be sure you have one that has the National Sanitation, NSF Foundation. You really like to pass NSF number 54. That's a little higher standard. There's a 52 and a 54. You want it to pass 54, and that will give you a good quality water. So if it's on your tap water and you have municipal or well water that's good, and then you take that extra step and you run it through the filtration system, which will remove any of the contaminants in it that might be, the leads or the PCBs or other kinds of things. If you're in a municipal system that has a little bit of contamination, and groundwater gets contaminated. So if you have the activated carbon and you have the filters that are removing it, some of them have ultraviolet light, so you zap anything that's left. Viruses are too small to be filtered in most cases, so we use ultraviolet light to kill them. Now you know that you have pure, clean water. Put that in your bottles, and it will be safe for year after year after many years. All right, so now we've got a good, sound container, whether it's something you've recycled, you've cleaned it up, you've prepared it, you've sanitized it well, and then you put in a good, clean, sanitary water. Now, if it's a 55-gallon drum, where are you going to put it? Well, once it's full of water, it weighs about 450 pounds. So if you're going to put it in the basement, don't think you're going to carry it upstairs. You can put it someplace in an outbuilding or in a garage or in a storage room. Something like that would be just fine. You must have a pump now so you can pump the water out of it. Unless you had a barrel rack, turn it on its side and put a spigot, but that's additional money. We just usually stand them around. I prefer to even keep them off the floor, even though the barrel could sit on the floor. It's not going to rust because it's a plastic. I like to keep it off the floor, up on a wood that may be on bricks or cinder blocks, something like that. Makes it a little bit easier to siphon water out of it by raising it up some. So you can put the barrels in a place. Now, if you're living in a cold climate, you say, well, won't they freeze? Well, they may in fact freeze. So one of the things you do with a barrel, if it's not in a heated space, I'm going to leave head space in it, a place for the water to expand. You'd like to have that barrel, you'd like to leave it about 4 inches from the top of the barrel. It will begin freezing from the outside in, and as that ice expands, it'll start pushing the water up, and it just literally builds a pinnacle in the center of this thing as it freezes. Now, by the way, it has to really be cold for long periods of time to freeze a 55-gallon drum. I live in an environment where we go below zero periodically. I have water that's stored in a metal storage building out there. It never freezes solid. It'll get about 50% frozen, and then if things are starting to warm up enough that it begins thawing out. I've never had my barrels freeze all the way through. If you're going to store them outside, you'd like to store them, if you're in a cold environment, on the warmer side, which would be on a south or a west or an east side, I would have a tendency to not put it on the north side where it'll be in a shadow where it's going to stay colder, and it may have a chance to freeze. My metal building has exposure to the sun and the barrels are on the sun side of it, they just don't freeze all the way through. Let's talk about these smaller containers, the juice bottles. How about the 2-liter soda pop bottles? Now, here again, I recommend that you don't drink anything that comes in those 2-liter bottles. It's a cheap canteen. You can buy this soda pop for 98 cents, you know. Buy it and pour it down the drain and use the bottle. Just don't drink what's inside of it. If you're not drinking the soda pop, you probably know somebody who is, and you can get the bottles from them. You can pay the neighbor's kid, you know, a nickel for every one that he brings to you with the lid, with the label off, and with it at least rinsed out. Now, you need to sanitize it. Don't trust him. But, you know, you pay a kid a nickel or a dime, and he'll bring you a bunch of them and get them to you. Just be sure you kind of trust the kid and know what his source is going to be. But you've got those 2-liter bottles. You've got your juice bottles. Now, the 2-liter bottle is kind of nice, and I have water stored in them. Again, I don't drink what comes in them, but I get them from a source that I trust. And I put them in an apple box. If you go down to the grocery store where they sell the apples, get friendly with the produce guy there. In these telescoping box, you know, the top that slips off, they're wonderful boxes. They're very strong. And some of them have handles in the ends. And you get the ones that are, it's actually the box car size. They come in several different sizes. I'll take any of them. But if you get the one that's the box car size, it's exactly the height of a 2-liter bottle. And you can fit exactly 12 of them in there. They fit in there nice and snugly. There isn't a lot of looseness around them. And they fit right to the top of the box. And now that when you put the lid on it and the bottles are full of water, you can stack those things to the ceiling. It has a handle in the end. And you have a box that has, what, 6 gallons of water in it. And you've got a box that weighs about 50 pounds with handles in it. If that's too heavy for somebody to carry, take the lid off. Lift out a 2-liter bottle, hand it to somebody, and use it. It's a very, very handy way to store water, and it will allow you to pack them in the corners of your house and stack them in the basement or a storage room, something like that. But where's other places that you can put water around the house? I said you can hide it all over the house. This is where some people say, I live in this little apartment, or I'm in a trailer or a small home that I just don't have a lot of space, and I've got 4 kids, and where am I going to put, you know, 30 gallons per 6 people in my house? I promise you, if you want to put it there, you can put it there. You can find places for it. Of course, one of the things, if you think about these apple boxes, the apple box with the water in it, if you'll stack a couple of them high, and then you can drape a cloth over top of them, but put some boards over it, and you have a table. It makes a great table. But let's forget about using it as furniture. Let's put it under, behind, and around the furniture. Behind the couch that stands out from the wall a little bit. Behind the stereo. You know, you maybe have one of those round tables that's in the corner that you have plants or pictures or something on. Put them behind that. Put them underneath the skirt. Get a skirt that goes all the way to the floor, and you can put bottles underneath there full of water. How about your kitchen cabinets? You know, the bottom row of cabinets where you have the countertop that's kind of wide. You got these deep cabinets. Do you know what's in the back of your cabinets there? You probably don't. I'll bet you haven't been in the back of most of your lower cabinets for years. There's some old bent pot you haven't used for 6 years. Give the bent pot away to the secondhand store, and then line the back of your cabinets with 1 or 2 rows of these water bottles. And you can hide them under your sink, in the bathroom, under the vanity cabinets and places like that. There's all kinds of places you can put the water. How about in your closet? You say, well, my closet is full. How about around the wall at the bottom of the closet? You may have room there. How about on the shelf in your closet up there? Have you seen the back of your shelf closet? You probably haven't seen it. You have to get a chair or stepladder to get up there. You've got that puzzle piece you've been looking for, the game cards that are missing. It's up there, so go find the game cards. And then across the back of that shelf, put in a row of bottles. You can hide them all over. Suppose somebody says, I really don't have a lot of space. You can put it in your closet on the floor. Here's a trick. This is what you do. You take bottles. Now, you want them to be all of exactly the same size, same height. That's the most important thing. They must be exactly the same height. This could be 2-liter bottles, which are kind of tall, or it can be the juice bottles, which aren't quite as tall. Fill them up with water. Get enough of them that absolutely fill the floor of your closet. And then what you do, you take a piece of thin plywood, quarter inch would be fine, or 3/8 inch. You can use masonite or a number of things. You have all these bottles filled up with water. They're all at the same height. You put down a thin piece of board over top of them, and you have a step-up closet. You know, you might think it's fancier to have a step-down closet or a sunken closet or a sunken living room, but here you have a step-up closet. Now, by the way, you'll be able to see the back of that shelf a little better back there where you're putting your water. But you've now got 50, 60, 100 gallons might be on the bottom of your closet, depending on the size of it. If you want to store water, and I really recommend you do, you can find a place to put that water in your house. You start looking around with an eye that says, I'm going to put 30 gallons per person in my house in these different size bottles, and I can find all kinds of places I can stick it in corners. And I know to some of your friends and family, you're going to look weird. Well, too bad. Either you do it or you don't do it. And if you don't do it, you'll be at the mercy of somebody to come by with an army truck to hand out bottles of water to you in one of these emergencies. Store your own water so you're independent above other people. You don't have to take away from other folks that haven't either gotten the word to prepare or were just too lazy to do it. Now, handling and carrying the water, you may consider this also. I said that one of the advantages of using the Apple boxes is they have handles in them. If they don't have handles, you can cut them in there, so you can pick it up and carry it. You may want to come up with some other carriers for your bottles, your 2-liter bottles with straps or slings. You can do all kinds of fun things so you can take your water, move it around, handle it very easily. Well, there's on storing of water. We'll talk more about water right after this break.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips, talking about one of the parachutes that you must have to be okay in an emergency. Of course, what's a parachute? Something that takes care of you when you fall out of a plane. This is the same kind of an idea that if you're without water, it's definitely a parachute, because you don't live very long without a parachute falling out of a plane. You don't live very long without water. Go back and listen to previous programs. The number two program, which is all about the parachutes and provisions, to get more background on this. Well, we've got water for drinking. We have expedient water. So far, that's as far as we've gone. Expedient water, which means water you can just take and use. We've got it stored. But what about other water that you may use? Water for washing and cleaning is actually very important to do. Let's talk about the low-cost way of doing it. Let's talk about the free way of doing it. I like free every time I can get my hands on it, because then I can spend money on the things that I can't find for free, and I can't build very easily, like a pocket knife. I built a pocket knife one time. Boy, is that a lot of work. You buy them. Much better thing to do. For wash water, for like washing clothes or countertops or things like that, here's something you can do. If you're using liquid detergents for your washing machine, I like to get them that don't have a lot of fancy flavors and smells and perfumes and fabric softener and all those kinds of things. There's just a good basic detergent. Don't be that really frugal housewife, whether it's Mr. Housewife or Mrs. Housewife, and rinse out the last little bit of soap that's in there. Just pour out what you can pour out. When it's all poured out, take that bottle, fill it up with water. What do you have? You have wash water. It's ready to go. What did it cost you? Nothing. There was no dollar spent in getting that. Just fill up those bottles. And then again, store them like you do your others. I put them into these apple boxes. I have some of them that come right to the top. I figured out the ones that do that. And now then you can fill up your apple boxes with your wash water also and store it, but you can hide it around the house. Now, these you're not worried about what kind of a bottle it is. First off, it says soap. It's usually not clear. And you can figure out real quick you're not going to drink that water, so I'm not worried about mixing those things up. Well, there's some ideas about expedient water and what you must do. It's vitally important that you put aside this water, you have it ready to go, both for washing, for cooking, for drinking, for mixing in with your dehydrated foods, whatever you're going to do. Have that water, because you don't live long without water. You only have just a very few days before you're hurt, injured, and or dead when you don't have water. Well, what are you going to do about replenishing your water supply? What are you going to do about, I've used up my month supply or my 6 month supply or my 6 year supply, whatever it is that you have, what are you now going to do about replenishing your water? Well, there's actually a lot of water around us most times. We just understand that that water is highly contaminated. It's contaminated now. If we've had some kind of a catastrophe that's occurred, it can be extremely contaminated. You have to assume that all surface water is absolutely deadly to consume. It's going to make you sick. It's going to hurt you. So you can't just use it just by dipping into it. If you live around a coastal area and you have certain things that happen, you may have brackish or salt water that could be a little more of a problem also. But what we're really concerned about is contamination. Where's that going to come from? Well, it comes from dead and dying things. It comes from sick things that are doing things in the water, dying in the water, whatever it is. It's pasture water, you know, with the cows out there, those kinds of things. You know, it's kind of like water you really don't necessarily want to drink. It might get you in trouble. So let's take this source of water, whatever it is. Now, in my area where I live, I have a little stream that runs a little ways away from me most of the year, and I could take water out of that stream. I have other sources where I can go to ponds or holding tanks and get water. But depending on the event that's occurred, that water could be very contaminated. So the first thing you want to do is, of course, you want to have a way of moving that water. You're going to bring back water that is not safe to drink. Bring it back to where you're going to process it.